Good morning, everybody. Guten Chodesh. Where do we leave off? Did we start the Mishnah yet? The Mem Amid Beis. Did we do the... No, we didn't start the Mishnah yet. Okay. But we're up to the Mishnah, right? I think we're up to the Mishnah. Okay. Usually, normally, when you make... Apparently, when you make a chardel, you make delicious mustard, so you want to thicken it by putting it, by putting in a little bit of flour. Or we had the Gemara before, you want to thicken the soup by putting in a little flour. So when you put in flour into soup, it's going to turn into hummus. So here also, if you're going to put flour into the chardel, if you leave it long enough, it's going to turn into hummus. So charoses, charoses is some kind of chopped up vegetables, I guess. And it has a bit of vinegar in it. So if you're going to put in flour to thicken it, also there's a chance that it may turn into hummus if you leave it long enough. So the Mishnah recommends you should never mix in a Pesach. You should never mix in Pesach tikka flour if it's matzah mel that already was baked. So it's not bole dechimot, so that you can do whatever you want. You can mix it with water, let it sit for a whole day. It's not going to turn to hummus. We're talking about it's not matzah mel. It wasn't baked yet. It's just Pesach tikka flour. So you're not permitted to mix it into the charoses or to the chardom. And if you did, yochel miyad, say, eat it right away. Don't let it sit long enough. And Meir says you're not allowed to. Since it's chardel, or since it's charoses, but chometz, it may be mimahir lahachmet. So it's a machlokes satanan. Then the Mishnah says, ein mevashel mosad pesach, that's a pasuk in chumash. You're not permitted to eat. You have to broil the korban pesach. How does it say in chumash? Ochel sabasa balayla la tziliyesh, umatzis hamroim yochlu. Has to be davka tzliyesh, and can't even be tzli machmas dover acher. Has to be davka tzliyesh. So that's the mitzvah saseh. So if you didn't broil the korban pesach, he ate the korban pesach, and it wasn't broiled. So then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But in addition to not being mekayim the mitzvah, you're also over on an avera. Al tochem menu no, abosham bavusha b'mayim. Not permitted to eat the korban pesach if it's no. No, it doesn't mean that it's raw. No means a half cooked and half raw. Half cooked and half raw. The Gemara gives it some kind of an Arabic name or a Turkish name. A barnim, yeah. If you eat it raw, it's just not yotze the mitzvah, but there's no malchus. You didn't violate the law. Basha melusha b'mayim, if it's cooked in water, it's an addition to not fulfilling the mitzvah sese of eating the korban pesach. Tzliyesh, you also over on a lav and you get malchus. So the Mishnah says in Mevashel Mosad Pesach, not only are you not, even on the Chumash that says Boshem Avushal Bamayim, cooked in water, but the Mishnah says that you're over on the lav, it sounds like you're over on the lav, even if it's cooked b'mei peris. In Mevashel Mosad Pesach, lo b'mashkin, lo b'mei peris. You're not allowed to cook the korban pesach, neither in water nor in fruit juices. Avol, when you broil it, sochin, you're permitted to spray a little bit, shmear a little bit of mei peres on the korban pesach. That's not called mevushal b'mayim. To spritz a little bit. Or matbilim osam b'hem. When you're eating the korban pesach, let's say I'm going to dip it into ketchup. I'm going to dip the korban pesach into something that it should taste better. So that's permissible. That it wasn't mevushal. The May Paris. He permitted to dip in into May Paris, that's not a problem. I was sochin b'shas tzliya, Rashi says, ma'bin b'shas achila, that's mutter. Then the last line in the Mishnah is a different din. May tashmish shal nachtam yishov chulam nesh eim achmitzim. The nachtam is the one who bakes matzah, so they do hand matzah, or cake, whatever they're baking, so they do it with their fingers, and the fingers get all sticky with the dough. So they have a bowl or a big pan full of water, and they dip their hands in, and they wash off all of the dough that gets caught on their fingers. So if you leave it long enough, that stuff is going to turn into chometz, because you have flour that was mixed with water, and then you didn't bake it. You washed it off of your hands, and you rinsed it off of your hands, and you left it in this in the pan that has all of the water. So you shavcha, you have to spill it down the drain. You have to get rid of that water. Neshei machmitzim, because it has dough that's in contact with water and is going to sit there for a long time. So it's going to turn into hummus. Sure. So first, the Gemara starts off with a discussion. The first din in the Mishnah that you're not allowed, you're neither permitted to mix in Pesach Dika flour into the charoses, because the charoses is going to have some vinegar in it, chometz, nor you're permitted to mix it in into the chard. So l'chatchil, you're not allowed to mix in either. What about b'dievet? So b'dievet, it's machlokes, Reb Meir and Chachamim. The man says, oh, you say you're not allowed to eat it even b'dievet. We're afraid it may have turned into chometz. When you mix flour with water, so you got to bake it quickly or eat it quickly before it turns into chametz. But here, because it has chardel, the chardel is a sharp flavor, the mustard has a sharp flavor, and the charoses has vinegar in it, so we're afraid that it may be memar lahachmetz. So Rav Meir says that you're not allowed to eat it even b'dievet, and the chachamim disagree. So the shaila is, which case is the machlok? The machlok is by both charoses and chardel or not. Om Rav Kana, machlok is the toch ha-chardel, whether b'dievet is mutar or not. Well, the toch ha-charos, they were hakli yisarif miyad. Why chardel? Chardel, the chachamim say, because it's so sharp, it's charif, so that'll prevent it from turning to chametz so quickly. But the toch ha-charoses, that it just has vinegar in it, they were concerned, even the chachamim will agree with Rav Meir, they were hakol yisarif miyad. There's a brisa that supports Rav Kana that it says black and white like that. For the Mishnah, you can't really tell, but the brisa is explicit. Listen, Kamach Tocha Charoses, Inosan Yisarf Meyad, that they all agree, they both agree, Me'an HaChachayim, and you're not allowed to put Latocha Chardel. Latocha Chardel, Chatchidu shouldn't do, but there's a Machlek, Zamerah, Yisarf Meyad, Chamar Meyachal Meyad. The Machlek is only is by Chardel. Whether b'dievet you make, l'chatchila you're not allowed to mix in a Pesach Dika flour. But by charoses, they all agree that yisarif miyad. Amar Rav Huna by the Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachman, how do we pass? And he said, "Nah, mishma aloch chacham, you make b'dievet." Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchu says, someone asks him, "Do you think the din is like the chacham in both cases, both by chardel and by charoses? Or do you agree with Rav Kana?" Rav Kana says the whole machloek is Rav Meir and the Chacham. The Chacham Amekel b'dievet, you can eat it. It's only by the Toch HaChardel, by the Toch HaChareses. They also agree that you serve miyad. So he says, no, I don't agree with Rav Kana. He wasn't aware. There's a Beferish Ebraisa that says like Rav Kana. So this Amoira, who is it? The name of Shmuel. Rav Huna Bei the Rav Yehuda quotes the name Rav Nachman, who quoted the name of Shmuel, that it's the same thing. But yes, the macharos is coming, macharidel coming. Do you think the halacha is like the chachamim, both in both cases, or do you say no? Even the chachamim agree with Rav Meir that b'dievet it's also by charos. Amalei, my nafkamina l'Rav Kana, the Rav Kana machlegs the chacharidel to chacharoses. They both agree that he serves. I said l'shmei lekalem l'svi. I don't agree. I don't agree with him. He wasn't aware that there's a brisa. The Tanoim had an explicit tradition like that. Yes, yeah, so we assume like that there is a difference between the Toch HaChardel and the Toch HaChareses. Am Rav Ashi, Kabasi Rav Kana Mistabra. He thinks he has it even without that brisa. Not every brisa is so reliable. The Gemara says you can't ask a kasha from a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi picked a whole bunch of brises and he decided what to include in the Mishnayos and what to leave out. So this brisa doesn't appear in the Mishnah. So the Gemara has a statement. Any brisa was not authorized by Rav Chiya or Rav Boshia, was not included in their Tosefta. You can't ask any kashas from, because it could be that it's Mishabesh. It could be the brisa is not reliable. So we're not so sure whether this brisa is reliable. So that's why they asked Rav Huna Berei, whatever his name was, Rav Huna Berei the Rav Yehuda, do you think that brisa is reliable? No, so he does not think it's reliable. Rav Ashi thinks that it is reliable. Kavasa Rav Kanam Sai, he thinks it is right. Why? Shmuel, Ein Alocha K'Rav Yosi. That was on the previous daf. That was on the previous daf, on the third white line, on Mem Amid Aleph. Yosi Omer, if you mixed in, if you did Lissisa, if you were bleaching the kernels of barley grain for Pesach, so are we concerned that it turned into chametz? So the first Tana says, if learners bakum matoris, okay, Rabbi Yosef, Mishar, Mechaim, Mechaim, Tzosim, if you put it into vinegar, that'll contain it, and it won't turn into chametz. And Shmuel says, we do paskin like Rabbi Yosef, but we don't do chalita, we don't do either chalita. We don't, that's, in Shulchan Aruch says, that's a minik from the days of the Ga'inim. You don't do chalita by flesh to arrest the dam, that to assume that it's not going to come out later, to be matur all the dam. You don't do chalita before Pesach. We're not bekim how to do chalita. There's chalita bereisim, chalita b'chaimetz. So Rabbi Yossi says chalta b'chaimetz, and Shmuel says we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara thought, since he says we don't pass like Rabbi Midar Meshmuel on the previous daf mem amar aleph. Ain't Allah Rabbi Yosef, my love, Tzimusihu, the Lord Tzomis. Rabbi Yosef says that if you put the barley grain that you just washed off, you just bleached it, if you put it in vinegar, that'll arrest the dam, it'll arrest the thing, and it won't turn into hummus, like over there, it arrests the dam. So he said the same over here. So since Shmuel said we don't pass like that, my love, Tzmusi, who the Lord Tzomis, it doesn't arrest it. Probably the same as water, Chamoy Mecham. It'll probably cause it to turn into Chamoy. And Shmuel says, no, maybe neither will occur. It's not a good proof. Not a good proof. Okay, so we don't necessarily have to accept Rav Kana, because the Brisa that's Tanya Kavo say may not be a reliable Brisa. Okay, so we're not sure. Okay, we don't do this. We only use Pesach Din flour to bake matzahs, and then we use matzah mel. We take the flour that was already baked, once it's mevashel mal ha'ofri, once it's already baked, so it's not bole dechimot, so that's not a problem. So we never have this shame. So then the Mishnah says, if you eat a korban Pesach that's either mevushel b'mashkim or b'mei peves, either mevushel in water or in fruit juice, so you're over on a lav. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, the Pasuk only says, Basha Mavusha Bamaim, Al Toch Menu No, not allowed to eat it half raw, half the broil, Basha Mavusha Bamaim. Bamaim, mainly Allah Bamaim, if the Korban Pesach was cooked in water, then you're over on a lav. Shah Mashkim, and how do you know if you cooked it in other juices, that it's also you're over on the lav? Amit Kavachaymer. Mamaim Shem Mifigim, Taimon, if you just cook the Korban Pesach in water, it's not going to give it a different flavor. It's going to have the flavor of the Korban Pesach. Nonetheless, Asurim, there's a lav on that, Shar Mashkim, Shemifigim Taimon. But if you're going to cook the Korban Pesach in a pot full of some other juice, the Kolshken says, for sure, there's an is. I usually have a klal, Ein Onshin Min Adin, Ein Masirim Min Adin, there are two klalim. Ein Masirim Min Adin means in order to get Malkus Amis, in order to get an Oyne Shaguf, the din is ein onshin l'kei masirim. You only give an einish aguf if the person violated a lav and azhara. You cannot construct a lav based on a kal v'chaymer. Let's say, what's an example? The Gemara has an example in Makkos that the Chumash says you're not allowed to marry a half-sister, whether it's a half-sister from the father, half-sister from the mother. Then the Gemara says, and what if she's a full sister? So the Gemara has a pasuk for that too. If it's, I have one sister. My sister has the same father, the same mother as I have. So a full sister is a kal v'chaymer from a half sister, but since the rule is ein onshin ein masirim en adin, you cannot construct an azara. The rule is ein onshin kei masirim. You only give an einish aguf in order to punish the person to make him pay knas. You don't have to have violated a lav. Ein onshin, that Tosis in the first parak in Makkos interprets that that's what it says in the Mishnah. Lo Hashem hamivin ledei malchus mivin ledei tashlumin. That you need a lav in order to give malchus or misa, but you don't need a loisesi, you don't need an azara in order to punish a person with paying knas. So you don't have to violate a lav. But in order to get an oyne shaguf, a malchus or misa, you have to violate, that's what it means, an oynshim, and it came as hearing. It doesn't mean you can't be given punishment unless you give hasra. Hasra is a different din. Hasra is called hasra. And this rule means, you don't give any shaguf unless the person violated a lav, an azhar. So the Gemara says, I need a separate pasuk to tell me that even a full sister, there's a lav, because if not for the beferish pasuk, I would have said, ein masir min adin, you can't construct a lav based on on a din, on a kal v'chaymer. Yeah. But there's a pasuk, let's say, lo sikal cherish. So the pasuk only says you're not allowed to curse a deaf person. So we say there's a kal v'chaymer. If you're not allowed to curse a deaf person, and even though he doesn't hear what I'm saying, so he doesn't take it to heart, he doesn't know that I'm cursing him. So for sure, you're not allowed to curse a person who can hear. And you do get malchus if you're mekalel adam Yisrael, even though that's one of the three exceptions to the rule. Nishma meim mekalel chaver b'shem. Usually the rule is, alav shein b'maisa ein loikim olav. You only get malchus if you do an aver sheish b'maisa. Maisa means some activity, not if you speak. If you do an aver by speaking, so that's called alav shein b'maisa. So mekalel chaver b'shem, if a person, I curse another Jew, b'shem Hashem, so that should have been considered a lav shem ha-maisa. So the Gemara said that's one of the three exceptions to the rule. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Tmura. The Gemara says, Nishba meimar amikal chaver b'shem. One whom does Tmura is meimar. A Nishba, one who swears falsely, that they ask him, did you eat chalashudas yesterday? So he swears he did eat chalashudas, and he's telling a lie. At the time that he swears, he's saying a lie. If he says, I will not eat potato chips today, and then he goes and he eats it, that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. He ate the potato chips. And if he swears, I will eat the potato chips, and he doesn't eat them by the end of the day, that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So you're not loikim alav. But if he's nishba l'shoava, not a shvua l'habo, I will eat, I will not eat. Takes a shvua l'shoava, he swears, I ate potato chips yesterday. I did not eat potato chips yesterday. And he swore falsely. So that's a shua sheker at the time that he said it. It's a shua l'sha'aber. He's ascertaining a fact, either one way or the other. Did eat, he didn't eat. So that's a shua l'sha'aber. So that's a lav she'en bo ma'isa. He violated the aver of shua sheker. So he's violated the shua sheker by swearing falsely. That should have been considered a lav she'en bo ma'isa. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. That's an exception to the rule. Despite the fact that it's a lav she'en bo ma'isa, you get malchus. And the same thing, tmura. Despite the fact I say on a korban, I want to switch the kedusha from this korban to a different animal that's a behemoth chulin. So the Torah says, you're not allowed to say that. And if he does, the Gemara says you get malchus. And same thing, kalachaber b'shem. That the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that you get malchus. So the pasuk only says mekalachaveroi lo sekalacherish. How do you know that there's a law even if you curse a person who does hear? So Gemara says a kalachaymer. Madach, the person is deaf; he doesn't even hear what I'm saying. I get malk. It's an avera. It's a pasuk. So kalachaymer, if the person does hear what I'm cursing him and he takes it to heart, he's aggravated over it. Kalachaymer, that it's included in the law. What do you mean included in the law? What happened to the din emasirim and adin? So the answer is no. The kalvachaimer there is interpreting pshat in the pasuk. How do you translate? How do you translate? Losa kalacherish means you're not allowed to curse a deaf person, or it means you're not even allowed to curse a deaf person. So you add the word even. That's the pshuto shel mikra. You're not even allowed to curse a deaf person. Kalvachaimer that you're not allowed to curse a person can hear, but it's not a kalvachaimer on a different case. That's pshat in the pasuk. You're not even allowed to curse a deaf person. And here the pasuk says, "Avtochem menot basham uvushal b'maimi." Not even allowed to eat the korban pesach that was cooked in water. Kavuchaima that it's included in the lav if you cooked it in mei peiris because it's meifig tam. It's going to change the tam. See by the half sister and the full sister that you can't say you're not even allowed. You're not even allowed to marry. Why can't you say like that? You're not even allowed to marry a half sister. I don't know. Why shouldn't you interpret even? Not even allowed to marry. Tosa just points out that it's a different relationship. Tosa just asks a different question. The full sister is a half sister also. She's my sister from my father. There's a pasuk. Your sister from your father, you're not allowed to marry. Sister from your mother, you're not allowed to marry. So if she's the one sister that I have is both my sister from my father and my mother. So let that be included in the law. And they said, no, a full sister is a different relationship. It's not that it's a half sister. She's a double half sister. She's not a half sister. In English, you call that's a half sister and this is a sister. It's a different halashem. But why don't you say that the pshat and the pasuk is You're not even allowed to marry a half-sister. Why don't you just add on the word even? I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. But that's what it means over here. Gemara says, kal v'chaymer. Gemara says here, it's a kal v'chaymer. En li ala b'mayim, shamash, kamen, tamalam, gosham. What does the first one say? En li ala b'mayim, shamash, kamen, am a kal v'chaymer, ma mayim, shem mefikim, taimen, asim, shamash, kamen, mefikim, taimen, lakolshkin. So the kal v'chaymer tells me to translate the pasuk like that. You're not even allowed to eat the Korban Pesach if it was cooked in water. If it's cooked in May Paris, for sure you're not allowed to. So you just add the word even. Just like by the Sakal Kher said, why don't you do the same by the half sister? I don't know. That's a good question. But I don't know. It's a good question. It must be a good answer. I don't know. But that's what the first Tana says. Who's the first Tana Chachamim? Rabbi Aimer, Rabbi disagrees, and he says, not based on a Kal V'chaymer. Maybe that's Rabbi holds that ain't unshim and adin. Ain't masir and adin. What does it mean ain't unshim and adin? Ain't masir and adin. So he can't construct the anisa lav and asara based on a kal v'chaymer. Ain't unshim and adin means a different thing. I have a pasuk that says that something is also an aveira. I don't know how serious an aveira it is. So well, I have another pasuk that says that there's misa by one aveira. And by this Avera that we're discussing, there is no Pasuk one way or the other. But if the other case has Misa, death penalty, so this case should certainly have Misa, then that's called Ein Unshim and Adin. You cannot construct, you cannot make a Kal V'chaymer to arrive at the conclusion that someone is Chai Misa, because we don't understand the rule of Chia Misa. We don't have a system. We don't see any system. See, who gets Malkus? There's a system. Whoever violates a law that's similar to the Sachs Moshe B'Disha. In Chumash Dvarim, the Gemara says in the beginning of Yevamos on Daf Dalet, Rashi quoted it earlier in the Masechta, that you darshan smuchim in Chumash Dvarim. Smuchim means if you have two psukim next to each other. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, that's a hekesh. If you have two dinim written and two psukim that are next to each other, that's called smuchim. So in Chumash Dvarim, he darshan smuchim. So the pasuk, Oyon bin Hakos HaRosha is written in Chumash right next to Lasach Mishor B'Dishoy to indicate the smuchim that who deserves Malkus. Oyon bin Hakos HaRosha, who deserves Malkus? Whoever violates an Avera, which either Lasach Mishor B'Dishoy or similar to Dumi, the Lav de Chasim, is similar to Lasach Mishor B'Dishoy. So by Malkus, there's a rule. By Misa, we don't know any rule. So you can't construct a Kal V'chaymer because we don't know what the klal is. We were not given any klal by Misa. Who deserves Misa, who doesn't deserve? But that's why there's a rule, Ein Unshim and Adin. Ein Unshim and Adin doesn't apply to Malkus. How can it apply to Malkus? There's a rule. We have a system. Whoever is Dumi Dalab Dachasima gets Malkus. But by Misa, there we have a klal, Ein Unshim and Adin. You cannot come up with a Kal V'chaymer. Adin means a Kal V'chaymer. You cannot construct a Kal V'chaymer to be mechadish that someone deserves Misa. When the fact that Mr. A, B, C get Misa, so certainly D should certainly get Misa. But we don't know what the rule is. So we don't know what's Chomer and what's Kal. So we can't construct a Kal V'chaymer. Yeah. So those are the two klolim. Emasirim and Adin. You cannot construct in order to get Ein Unshim L'Kei Masir, you can't give an Einish Aguf and Malkus Amisa unless the person violated a Loisese and Asara. And the Asara has to be written in the Chumash as a Lav. You cannot construct a Kal V'chaymer to say that that's the Lav. But over here, somehow, that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. Rebbe thinks it's a Beferish Pasi. He doesn't say Kal V'chaymer. Maybe he holds because Ein Masir Min Adin. And the Tanakh holds that that's not a violation of Emasim Adin. This is how you translate the words. Like Kal V'chaymer means shouldn't even curse a dead person. Even. You shouldn't even. You add the word even to the post. But over here, Al-Tochmenu, Balsham, Mavul, Shabbamayim can't say you're not even allowed to eat the Korban Pesach if it was cooked in water. That's why Rebbe disagrees. Tanakh holds that you can interpret like that. And that's not a violation of Emasim Adin. Rebbe hold perhaps that it is a violation of Eim Asim. So he has to learn that from Boshem Avusha. Craig Dingmar, Verabon, and Boshem Avusha, my Abdelahu. That's a machloikis in Shas, in many different places. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. They say b'dibra terka l'shem many adam alot dibra terka l'shem many adam. They darshan l'shem as kfulim. We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter. So every so often you have a kefa loshen. Most yumas hanik tanik nosan titim pasach tiftach. So does it mean anything? No, dibra terka l'shem many adam. Just like people ramble on, and they, when they want to say something, so sometimes they say more words than they really needed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, the way people speak. So just because something is repeated, it doesn't necessarily indicate anything. And that's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva holds, no. Whenever there's Lashonis Kfulim Yedarshan. So that's what we usually assume, like Rabbi Kiva, that you do Darshan Lashonis Kfulim. You assume, lo debeter kol Hashem Eliyon. That's what the Gemara says. V'rabbanan, I b'shem uvushem ayavdei luhu. The Tanakhama holds that this is not a violation of Emas Hir Menadin. You can establish the Kal V'chaimer and translate the pasuk. You're not even allowed. Yeah, the word even. You're not even allowed to eat the Korban Pesach if it was cooked in water, and certainly included is if it's cooked in May Peris. So what do they need the Kefalosh and b'shem uvushel? What do they need it for? So the Gemara, Rebbe needs it to teach him uvushel b'May Peris. But the Tanakhama holds that Mavushal Mamei Peris is in the Pshuto Shal Mikra. He just had the word even. What is he darshan from Bosha Mavushal? Zagmar Kiritanya. Bishla Vachakach Tzola Tzola Vachakach Bishloi Chayv. And you ate the Korban Pesach, so you're Chayv. Zagmar said Bishloi Me Bishla Vachakach Tzoloi Chayv Doha Bashloi. Initially you cooked it. So that's Mavushal. Doesn't help if you broil it later. It's not going to have the same flavor. But if he broiled it first, it is tzliyesh. Hi tzliyeshu, amai, why is he over on the lav? Empty Gemara. So first the Gemara thought, Amar Afkana, the initial suggestion was, Amar Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi holds, Machlegs Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Let's say a person he can't chew matzah. Matzah is very hard and he can't chew. So you can soak the matzah, break it up in tiny particles, and soak it till it becomes very soft, and you eat it. Provided shaloni moach, it didn't disintegrate. If you cook the matzah till it disintegrated, till it fell apart, and you liquefied it, so then all the Tanaim agree that you're not yotze. Why not? So that was a Rashi before on Laman Hamad Aleph. Rashi said because you're eating it shalok hederach achilasa. So then we had the two pshatim. In the Rashi, where the Rashi means shaloka derech achilasa, that's not the normal way to eat it, or it means it's you're drinking the matzah. A matzah has to be eaten in a form of achila, not in a form of shtia. So that was a discussion in the Mishlam Melech and the Rashash, how to translate that bottom line in Rashi, Lamed Hei Med Aleph. That's if you liquefied the matzah and you drink it, instead of eating it, so that all the Tanaim agree that you're not Yotze. But the Machlekes Amei Rabbi Yossi is, what if you cooked it in matzah mevusheles, shaloni baruch, it didn't liquefy. He's still eating it, so it's derech achila. So Rabbi Yossi holds that you're not Yotze. We pass like Rabbi Yossi here. You're not Yotze. Why? So apparently Rabbi Yossi thinks that yesh bishul achar afiyah. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote that from Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. He was one of the Bali Ateis. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says, you see from Rabbi Yossi, that yesh, even though we have a rule, ein bishal achar bishal, but if it's a different form of cooking, so then I say, yesh bishal achar afiyah. The matzah originally was baked, and now you do bishal, so yesh bishal achar afiyah. So not only does he say b'negeh tu, the matzah is a matzah mevusheles, Tosa has two pshatim over here. What's wrong? So you say, yesh bishal achar afiyah, so what? So where does that lead you? So Tosis quotes, avaloi b'mevushal, pirushay kun, what's wrong, according to Rabbi Yossi? Bishal mevatalei mitoris lechem. Wow. At the end of the Tosis, they give a different suggestion. V'rima forish. You don't have to say that matzah is moitzimidei, that the bishal cancels the afiyah, and it's considered as if the matzah never had an afiyah, so it's not called the lechem at all. No, because matzah shira, matzah mevushela, says the matzah shira, the easy pshat. But the first pshat in Tosef was the Rashi, that not only yesh bishal achar afiyah, but the bishul is mevatle afia, and therefore it doesn't have a din of lechem at all. Therefore it doesn't have a din of lechem. So that's what Tosfos had two pshat and why. So that we had the machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban on Lamed Chesam base. It was in Brochas Lamed Chesam base and in Psochim Lamed Chesam base. And Shulchan Aruch, the Psak HaMekubal is the Ramban shita. The Ramban holds that that in order to be chayv and chala, it has to be v'hoyah b'chol chami lechem ha'aretz. In order to say hamotzi, it has to be hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz. In order to recite birchas hamazon, it has to be lechem. So lechem was based on the pasuk v'ofu in the teichach v'ofu es anoshim lachmechem b'taner echod, that is only called lechem if you have afia. So it doesn't depend. According to Ramban, it's irrelevant whether you had a blila ova or blila raka. Blila ova is called lisha. Blila raka is not called lisha. If you have so much liquid mixed in with the flour that it's a batter, you're mixing it, you don't have to knead it. If you have to knead it with your fingers or with a kneading machine, then it's called a lisha. Then it's called a blila ova. But here we're talking, if you have a blila raka, then there's no lisha. So Ramban says, it's irrelevant whether you have a blila ova or a blila raka. Everything depends on whether there's going to be afia. So whether you say hamotze, whether you say birchas hamazon, depends, was there an afia? If there was an afia, then it's called lechem. In order to be chay mechala, whenever you make an isa that you plan to bake in the oven, so then it's chay mechala al shem sofo. Not that it's already called lechem now, according to Ramban. It's only going to be called lechem if and when you're going to do an afia. But whenever you plan to do an afia, then you're chayv mechala. And the Rabbeinu Tam had a whole different shita, a whole fancy, fantastic shita. It's beautiful. And Tosfos explains so many different gemara. Here, this Tosfos also. But we don't pass like any of the whole Rabbeinu Tam. The Psak and Shulchan Aruch is against the Rabbeinu Tam. It's like the Ramban. Rabbeinu Tam holds that there are two ways to make lechem. Either blila ova with a bishul or a blila raka with an afia. Either lisha or afia. Either one or the other. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, if you do a blila ova, so it's chay mechala right away. If you do a blila raka, then it only becomes chay mechala if later on you do an afia. But if you add a blila raka and you don't do an afia, you do a bishul, then it's neither here nor there. So it's not called lechem. The difficulty with the Rabbeinu Tam was, if you do a blila ova and then you don't do a bishul later, so it's not called lechem. It's only called lechem if you do blila. If you do a blila raka, and later on you do, again, if you do a blila ova, then you do a bishul. If you do a blila ova, then you do a bishul, then it's called lechem. So why is he able to be mafresh chala right away when he does the blila ova? But it's not called a lechem yet. If he would have done a blila raka, it would only become chay b'chala if and when he actually does the afia. So then the Rabbeinu Tam says he has to be mafresh chala after the afia. So if he does a blila raka and he plans to do a bishul, but it does not have a shem lechem, they have to do the bishul. So how can it be mafresh chala al shem ha'asid? That's what the Ramban holds, you mafresh chala. Chiv chala is al shem ha'asid because he planned to do an afia. So the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't go like that. He holds if you do a blila raka, even though you plan to do an afia, you can't be mafresh chala till after the afia. So why is it, if you do a blila ova and you do a bishul, how come you can be mafresh chala now? It's al shem ha'asid. That was the problem with the Rabbeinu Tam. So that's why we talk it on paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. We don't paskin. There are two ways to make lechem, either lisha or afia. Lisha means blila ova, thick dough. We say there's only one way. Everything depends on afia. But here the Tosfos, the beginning of the Tosfos is going like that Rabbeinu Tam. Avaloi ben Rushol, so Rashi learns, the Bishol mevatlem mitoris lechem. How can the Bishol be mevatlem mitoris lechem? He said, Bishol, we're saying, yesh Bishol achar afia. Even though in Bishol achar Bishol, but it's a different form, so we say, yesh Bishol achar afia. Even in Hilchos Shabbos, it'll be a Bishol derais, yesh Bishol achar afia. So here, because there's a Bishol achar afia, that's the first step. So the second step is that since yesh bishalach afia, so it's mevatle afia, because I say this matzah is now called mevushalas. It's not called afuya. It's not called afuya, so what? So if it had a blila raka, Then you need an afir to again dow it with the shem lechem. So if the bishul after the afir is mevatel afir, so then it's left. It's not called lechem at all. That's what Tosafot says on ula peirushai. And according to the way Rashi learns pshat, that a matzah mevushelis is not called lechem at all, then you have to interpret marib b'lila raka. It's only talking b'lila raka because b'lila raka needs an afir later. Because if it's the b'lila ova, then nothing with Torah's lechem can appear shesli. Like Tosafot explained before, alamat chesam and base. Whenever you have a b'lila ova. Whenever you have a blila, you don't need an afia. So what does it bother me if the bishul is mevatel afia? So what? So what? It still has a shem lechem. But according to the Ri, no, because that's going to be called the matzah ashir. Yeah, so that what the comment that Tosafot added within Rashi, ula perusha, Mari, you have to say like this. That's all if you're thinking like that Rabbeinu Tam. And that Rabbeinu Tam was repeated again. Tosis repeated it again before. Not only Lamed Ches on the days, it was the other Tosis. I forgot already. Prat L'cholut, here, the bottom Tosis on Lamed Vav on the days. Prat L'cholut. They had it again. The Rabbeinu Tam was on Lamed Ches on the days. I think, no. Where was Rabbeinu Tam? Lamed Zayin on the base. Lamed Zayin on the base, the long Tosafot, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Tosafot on the bottom, Prat L'cholot, the bottom Tosafot, Lamed Vav on the base, is based on that Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. So we pass on like Rabbi Yossi. You can be Yotzei Matzah if a person has he can't chew. That you can break the matzah up into small pieces. You can soak it in water, provided that it's shaloi nimayach. If it's nimayach, Rameh says that you're not yotzei, provided that it's shaloi nimayach. And then there's a machlokes on there. Rabbi Yossi, what if the matzah is mevushelah? So Rameh doesn't bother him. He says you can use a matzah mevushelah also, provided that it didn't liquefy. Shaloi nimayach. And Rabbi Yossi, we pass like Rabbi Yossi. If you're going to make a matzah mevushelah, you're not yotzei. So we assume like the read because matzah mevushelus is matzah ashir. That's what the Chacham Avadia writes in quite a few of his tshuvas, that if you want to have shalashudas on Erev Pesach chalias b'shabbos, so that you can eat chametz later in the afternoon, you can eat matzah all day long. How can you have shalashudas? So he says, use matzah mevushelus. He says, we rely in Shulchan Aruch, the Pesach is like the Rabbeinu Tam, Alamedem and base, that the only matzah the Yerushalmi prohibits us from eating on Erev Pesach is matzah that's right to be Yotzei Dei Mitzvah's matzah. But it's matzah, if it's matzah Shira, then you're permitted to eat it on Erev Pesach because you can't be Yotzei Dei Chavos. So what's an example of matzah Shira? Matzah Mevushalos. Matzah Mevushalos. So he says you can cook the matzah and it'll remain Shlema. How are you going to have? You have to have two Shlemas for Lechem Mishnah and for Shalashudas. So he claims that you can cook the matzah and it'll remain a Shlema also. I think it's easier to eat egg matzah. But if you eat egg matzah, so Chacham Avadia, we said, Chacham Avadia doesn't accept Rabbi Moshe Feinstein with the Mishnah Berurah with the Magen Avraham, that if you eat a little bit of egg matzah with a whole filling meal, that's called Kviya Sud on the egg matzah. The old, you have to eat four kibetzim of the egg matzah. Four kibetzim of the egg matzah is a half a box of matzahs. That's a ton of matzah. So people are probably not going to want to do that. But if you cook a matzah mevushela, so the matzah on Pesach is called the kviya suda. Usually the Sfardim recite the bar minim zaynus on matzah. But when they eat it on Pesach, it is called the kviya suda. So if you eat it on Erev Pesach, also matzah mevushelus, that's called the Kviya Suda. Yeah.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
How can you cook it? Like you put it in the oven?
No, I put it in the oven as afuya. You have to have a pot of water and put it in a matzah. It's probably going to fall to pieces. It's probably going to become, it won't be a shlema. But he says that it is possible. Finally, people do it.
So but we can eat Gebruch's cookies because those would be mevushelus, or that's still a fear?
You can eat Gebruch's cookie on Erev Pesach. Yeah. Mevusheles is matzah shira. That's what the Ri says. And matzah mevusheles is matzah shira. So matzah shira, the Rabbeinu Tam says, Shulchan Aruch follows the Rabbeinu Tam, that you, even though the Yerushalmi says you're not permitted to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, that's only matzah that you can be yotzei dechevosai. But it's matzah mevusheles, that's called lechem, that's called matzah shira, so that you're permitted to eat on Erev Pesach. So rather than eat the egg matzah, because he's concerned you'll have to eat a ton of egg matzah in order to be allowed to say hamoitzi, so he thinks eat the matzah mevusheles, and you don't eat so much. I'm not sure exactly why. They usually, the Sfarim usually say mezainas hamatzah all year long. Only on Pesach they say hamoitzi, because that's called kviya suda. So what's called kviya suda? When you eat it for the sake of the mitzvah matzah, what about the rest of Pesach? Also, it's called the Kriya Suda, or is only by the Seder. I imagine probably every day on Pesach, when they wash, they say, they don't eat the four kebetzim of matzah. So even if it's a matzah mevusheles, and it's matzah shira, and it's not acceptable for the mitzvah, but still, you don't have to eat the four kebetzim of it. You eat a kazayas, okay. I don't understand exactly why they distinguish between the egg matzah, you have to eat a ton of it to say hamoitzi. And matzah mevusheles, that you don't have to eat a ton. Well, why do they distinguish? I'm not sure. I plan to eat egg matzah. Yeah. The chumrah not to eat the egg matzah based on the Rashi, that it's been may peris ma'alahachmetz. So that's only on Pesach. That's what the Chok Yankif and the Aruch HaShulchan write. The Pasha Pshat and the Ramah, that he made a chumrah, you shouldn't eat egg matzah all of Pesach. That's during on Pesach. Just like kidneys is a minig that you don't eat. So this is Amidas Chasidus, not the egg matzah, to be choshish with the Shitas Rashi. I saw Rabbi Mordechai Tendler just put out a new volume of things that he heard from his grandfather, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. So he writes that the we have to be mechanach, there's a din of chinuch on children. When a child is a gil chinuch, you have to see to it that he doesn't, if it's your child, you have to see that he shouldn't eat treifas, shouldn't be mechal shabbos, so she keep all the mitzvahs. What about midas chasidus? They have to force on the child, they have to force the child to observe midas chasidus. But Moshe says, no, midas chasidus, chumras, that's the adults. If the adults have a meaning that everybody does a midas chasidus to be choshish for Rashi Shita, that May Paris is Mamai Lahachmet, that's a midas chasidus. That's not Mikra Din. If it would have been Mikra Din, how can he make it for Cholam Miskenim? So from the fact that it's Mutter, the Cholam Miskenim shows Mikra Din, it's really Mutter. We don't really Paschal like Rashi. Midas Chasidus. So he says, he doesn't think that Yimuchuyev to be Mechanach the children. Even if the child is Higiel Achinach, you're not Mechuyev to force the children that they shouldn't eat Egg Matzah, the whole of Pesach. So Midas Chasidus. So that the chumrah of kitnius al pi pasha doesn't apply on Erev Pesach. It's a chumrah. The Gemara had a chumrah. The chum is b'pesach is b'mashu. So there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim, where the b'mashu applies on Erev Pesach. So the Rambam's opinion is that why is chum is b'mashu? Because it's a dov sheish l'matirin. So it's a dov sheish matirin on Erev Pesach also. So according to the Rambam, chum is shenisarev on Erev Pesach would also be b'mashu. But in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam's opinion was not accepted. We say the chumrah of mashu only applies during the 7 days, 8 days of Pesach. It doesn't apply on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, there's no koris on achila, and there's no lav on achila. There's only anisa rese, tashbisa. There's no lav. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's the Rambam pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But Erev Pesach, you don't have the chumrah of kidneys. So just like you don't have the chumrah of kidneys, you don't have the chumrah of not eating egg matzah on Erev Pesach. So the pashta says mutter, even in the afternoon. You're allowed to eat egg matzah. Yeah. So again, so the Brisa said, if you have a korban Pesach, that's tzoda v'chakach bishloi, yechayiv malkus if you eat it. Because bosha mevusho, no, tzoda v'chakach bishloi, you're not allowed to eat. So Gemara says, why not? It is tzliyesh. So first, the Gemara says, Amar Avkane goes like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds a matzah mevusheles, you're not yotze. Why not? Because yesh bishalach rafia, number one. Number two, since yesh bishalach rafia, so the bishal is mevatel le'afia, So it's considered as if it never had an afiyah. Never had an afiyah, so it's not called lechem. Okay, not called lechem. That's the pashup shot. So just like we say yesh bishalach harafiyah, so to by the matzah, according to Rabbi Yossi, so too we would say yesh bishalach hatzliya by the korban pesach. The tzalav hakar bishloi is yesh bishalach hatzliya. And then the tzliya, and then the bishol is mevatel tzliya. So it comes out that tzalav hakar bishloi, you're eating basha mevushal, you're eating a korban pesach that was mevushal, it's not tzali. So that's what the first mandama said. Who was the first one? Amar Avkana, Hamani, the brisa that says Tzolav Hakach Bishlo Zorban Alav Basha Mevushal. It goes like Rabbi Yossi. That just like Rabbi Yossi says Yesh Bishalach Harafia, so to he would say Yesh Bishalach Hatzliya. And just like by Bishalach Harafia is Mevatel Leafia, and it's left that it's not called Lechem. So to over here, the bishul's mevatel tzliya, and it's not tzliyesh, it's boshem mevushal. That's what who said. That's what Amar Avkana, nachamo. Amar Avkana, mani Rabbi Yosihi. And then the Gemara says, ula amar, ula disagrees. No, I feel the time of Reb Meir. Even if you hold like Reb Meir, that a matzah mevushalas, if it's leini mach is okay. But shani hocha by the korban pesach, the amar kor boshem mevushal mikol makayim. That's what we said before. The Basha Mevushal is a Kefa Lashon. And we hold like Rabbi Akiva that we don't have extra words in the Chumash. So why is it repeated? Basha Mevushal is repeated to tell me this Chiddush Din. We call Makom that even if it's Tzli v'achakach Tzoda v'achakach Bishloi, Yesh Bishalach HaTzliya, and the Bishol is Mevatel HaTzliya, and therefore there's a Lois Esi if you eat it. Okay. Let's see. Tana Rabbanu, we have a brassi. Ochet tzala called tzorki hechayiv. Maybe there's a lav if you broil the korban pesach so much that everything is mamish burnt. It's all charred. The whole korban pesach is charred. So I might have thought that that's a loises et tamalam. I'll tell him and do a boshem vushal. But my no boshem vushal. Marati lef lo tzala called tzorki. If you burnt it, the outside is burnt, but some of it is edible. So the Gemara says there's no lav over there. There's no lab on tzala called tzok. Hechi dami, what do you call that? Zogmar, dushabi charoicha. He burnt it. The outside parts are not roi lachila, but the inside parts, the inside is broiled. So you're permitted to eat it. You shouldn't broil it so much till the outside is going to get burnt. Shouldn't have done that. And you have to have a kazayis of korban pesach that's edible. If you ate a kazayis of the charred korban pesach, then you're not yotzei. But there's no lav if you ate it by mistake. If you charred it, and there's no lav if you eat tzala kol tzarkai. There's no lav. Just whatever's not roi l'achilas sodom, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of achilas korban pesach with that. Tanu Rabban, you have another brass. Yochel ochel kazayis chai. I ate it completely roi. Hey chayiv. You're not allowed to eat it raw. You only eat to the mitzvah if you eat it kiyim tzliyesh. You have to broil it. So what's the din if you eat it raw? So you're not eat to the mitzvah. Maybe yochel ochel kazayis chay hechayv malkus. Maybe there's a lav. No, tamalam techmen and don boshem lusha. Don boshem lusha marti v'lo chay. If you eat it raw, then there's no lav. Yochel yeh mutter. Are you allowed to eat it raw? No. That tamalam kiyim tzliyesh. You're not allowed to eat it. So what does mean no? You're only oivan the lav if you eat it no. If you eat it chai, there is no lav. So what is no? No doesn't mean raw. Amarav kedami parsa, like the Persians call it abarnim, means that it's half broiled, but it's not edible. It's not roi lachila. They're eating it, it's really raw. If it's kemachal ben derusai, I think that you are allowed to eat the korban pesach if it's tzala k'maychal ben derusai. That's a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam in Yeridaya. They quote the machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. How much is Michael ben derusai? Ben derusai was a gangster who lived in the days of the Tanoim, who was always a ganav, who was always running away from the police. They were always out to get him. So whenever he would broil some food. Let's say he would broil chicken or meat, he would only broil it the minimum, that he would broil it till it was rare done, and then he would eat it. The because he would gobble down his food and he would run away. He was always afraid the police are going to catch up with him. So that's Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, is that Mevushal Shlish Bishuloi or Chatzi Bishula. But that's considered Roy Lachila, either Shlish Bishula, Chatzi Bishula. And then is, let's say, if you broiled meat, then we assume that Ayidei Tzliya, the dam will be Yotzei. Even if the dam is not Yotzei, the din is that it's going to be dam mevushal. Dam shebishlo is only going to be the Rabbanim. That's the Ramah Paskins, and probably in Mechaber. It's a question whether Mechaber says like that. Also, it doesn't say explicitly, but the Ramah assumes explicitly. Dam shebishlo ain't overall love. It's not an Issa deraisa, it's only an Issa de Rabbanim. So whenever you're not going to salt the meat, but you're going to cook it, so the issue is only going to be the rabbanon. But still, the rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat the dam. So the din is, if you broil a piece of meat, our practice is we do melicha muetas. You put a little bit of salt on. Other rishonim hold you don't even need the melicha muetas. The melicha muetas is to satisfy the Rambam's opinion, that with the tzliya, you need melicha muetas to remove all of the dam. So once you do a tzliya, and it's kamachal ben derusoi, we assume that enough dam came out, and the dam that will remain behind is labeled as moel habasa. Like if you salt a piece of meat, so you salted it, you will not succeed in getting all the dam out. There's always going to remain dam. You don't have to leave it in the salt forever. You just have to leave it kidei mil. A mil is, in Shulchan Aruch, they write a mil is 18 minutes. And we assume that the mil really means 22 and a half minutes. It was a different time system. 22 and a half minutes. And the meaning is that you leave it in the salt for an hour. But even if you leave it with the salt for an hour, before you rinse off all the salt, it's not going to remove all of the dam. Let's say it's a gigantic piece, 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet, a cube of meat. And you salt it on all top and the bottom and the four sides around, all the six sides. It's not going to affect the dam in the middle of the piece of meat. It's going to be full of dam in the middle. And it doesn't matter, as long as you did the melicha, the way the halacha requires, so the dam that remains behind is labeled as moel habasa. So that you're allowed to eat. So that's the question, how long do you have to broil the meat that it should be considered broiled? And when you do tzliya, then later on you can cook the piece of meat. Even though more dam is going to come out, that dam that's going to come out afterwards is labeled as moel habasa. So that's Kamachal ben Derusoi. That's on Yeridea. They quote the Machlokes Rashi and Rama. The Machal ben Derusoi is Shlish Bishulo or Chatzi Bishulo. It doesn't make too much of a difference. Kemat the same thing. Shlish Bishulo, Chatzi Bishulo is Kemat the same thing. But over here, it is Atochmenu No means that it's not nizbashu klamacha ben derusoi. A barnim means that it's still raw. It's basically raw. If it's completely raw, then there's no lav. Then you're not mekayim the essay. You're not mekayim the essay of rochlos habos or tzliyesh. You're not yotze the mitzvah. You're not mekayim the essay. But you're not over on the lav. I'm atochem en no. If it's completely chai, you're only over on the lav. If it's a little bit cooked, but it's not even cooked klamacha. It's not even broiled klamacha ben derusoi. If it was broiled kamacha ben derusoi, then you can eat it for the korban pesach. Then you eat to the mitzvah. And shavi harocha means that you charred it, the mamish burnt. It's not roi lachila at all. So that there's no lav on that. You're not yotz to the mitzvah if you eat a kazais of the part that's charred. That's not roi lachila. You're not yotz. Has to be roi lachila sodom. What does the Gemara continue? Amar Rav Chisda, Mevashal b'chametzveri b'Shabbos potur. Bishul on Shabbos is one of the lametes of his melacha. So bishul is only be'esh or betoldas ha'esh. Chametzveri, there are springs that the water comes out from under the ground, and it comes out naturally hot. But you didn't cook it with a fire, so we assume halacha l'maisa the chametzveri. There's no bishul b'chametzveri because it's not bishul be'esh, nor is it bishul b'toldas ha'esh. There's one time in the Mishnah and Shabbos, one time is of the opinion that chametzveri are considered toldas ha'esh because they pass by pischa shel gehenim. Under the ground, there's some kind of gehenim, and the chametzveri, they're naturally hot. It has to be chametzveri that's yatzaler as well. The Hamitveria is considered the Toldos HaEsh. But we don't assume like that. We assume that there's molten lead in the middle of the earth, but there is no fire. So we assume that it's called like Toldos HaChama. It's not called, it's not a Malocha Deraisa. So just like Bishul is only called Bishul, if it's Be'esha, Be'toldos HaEsh, that's going to get to Bishul on Shabbos and Bishul Basim B'chalav is only Bishul Be'esha, Be'toldos HaEsh. So if you cook Be'chami Tveria on Shabbos, that's not a Malocha. That's like Toldos HaChama. It's not an Isa Deraisa. What about Pesach Bishul B'chami Tveria? Is chayiv, is in violation of the law. But how can it be? Is not a malocha. Why the Toldos HaEsh beinon? You needed the Eisha Toldos HaEsh. Veleko Chametveri doesn't have that. It doesn't. It's not heated up because it goes by Pischal Shoganim, not real fast. So Korban Pesach Nami Lav Toldos HaEsh. So why does he say that Yechayev? And for the Gemara, my Rabbi, my Chayev Diktoni, what did he mean? My Chayev Dikko Omar, who it, the Katoni means it's a Braisa here, it's not a Braisa, it's Rav Chizda speaking. So he says, my Chayev Dikko Omar, what did Rav Chizda mean? When he said, Hamavashal Pesach B'chamit Verya, Chayev, he didn't mean Chayev Malkus, the Kovim Mishum Tzliyesh. He's not Yotze the Mitzvah, but it's not included in the law, Bosha Mavushal. Bosha Mavushal is only if it corresponds to the laws of Bishul. Yeah. Here they ask a famous Kasha, the Achronim in the back are bothered with the Kasha. Where do you shech the Korban Pesach? In the city, Tveria. No, Bishchut Echutz, you b'chayb Koris on that. You shech the Korban Pesach in the Azara, in Yerushalayim. So how did he bring the Chamit Tveria? How did he bring the Chamitveria to Yerushalayim? So it's a klisheni already. So there's no Bishul be klisheni. There's no Bishul be klisheni. So it's a different reason why. Either he took the Korban Pesach to Tveria and he cooked it in the Chamitveria. So the Korban Pesach is nifsal be yotzei already. If you take a chutz liYerushalayim, if you take any kochim kalim chutz liYerushalayim, is nifsal biyotzei. And if he brings the water from Tveria to Yerushalayim, it's not going to be hot anymore. Tveria is very far away from it. It's a few hours away by car. Tveria is in the Galil. Tveria is very high up. So the Poshib Shad is labdav kechami Tveria in the middle, in the city Tveria. It means if you'll be chami Tveria in Yerushalayim, if you'll find a fountain in Yerushalayim, which is spouting burning hot water, Yatzah Led is dick of water. Doesn't mean he took the Korban Pesach to Tveria. There's a Chamit Tveria in Yerushalayim. So he cooks it in the Chamit Tveria. So then you're not in violation of Basha Mavushal because not Bishul, the Eish of the Todas Eish, but he'll be Mavatla Mitzvah of Tzli Eish. He only Yotze the Mitzvah of his Tzli Eish.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Don't we normally say that if you have burning hot metal, that would be ish, like a light bulb is ish mamish?
If it's glowing, if you heat metal till it glows, then it's called ish.
But so wouldn't that molten lead, wouldn't that be?
I don't know. The molten lead, is it glowing? I don't know. I never saw molten lead. Under the earth, I think there is some molten lead, no? In the middle of the globe, middle of the globe of the earth, I think there is molten lead, but I don't know if it's glowing. Probably just liquidy and burning hot. You can have something that's burning hot and it's not glowing. Let's say you have black coals. They're burning hot, you touch it with your fingers, you burn your skin off. But it's not called age because it's not orange. Molten lead is probably not orange either. It's not the color of a fire. Yeah. So Rav Chizda, what did the Gemara interpret? Oh, Rav Chizda says, "I'm Rasha b'chamet tveri b'shabes pata pesach b'chamet tveriya is in violation of kim tzliyesh." Rav Chizda braid the Rav Nos mas and the Rav Chizda behedya. He had it explicitly. Rav Chizda said, you don't need Rabin to interpret what the Rav Chizda mean. No, Chizda said it explicitly. Because it's not Bishul Be'esh, it's not Toldos HaEsh, Pesach Bish Mecham Etzver Chayev, not Chayev Malkus because of Boshem Avush and Shav, but Mishum Tzliyesh. He violated the Isa Tzliyesh. Yeah. So Rashi, but he says Chayev. Shav and Mishum. What do you mean Chayev? Chayev means Chayev Malkus. Not just that he violated the essay of Kim Tzliyesh. He violated the Lab. So Rashi says, based on the next Gemara, that that's a question of Lab Shebechlolus. Lab Shebechlolus. Lab Shebechlolus is in the third parak in Makkos. We mentioned many times the third parak in Makkos. It says that in Chumash Dvar Midash and Smuchim, and you only get Malkus if you violate an Avera, which is Dumid the Lab Dachasima. So Dumid the Lab Dachasima has to be a Lab Sheish Ba Maisa, Lab Sheim Ba Maisa. The rule is Ain Lokim Ola. We said there are three exceptions to the rule. Nishba Meim and Mekalach Aver B'Shem are exceptions to the rule. Then another klal is that it shouldn't be a Lab Anitik Lesei or the Klolim. And it shouldn't be a Lab Shebech Lola. So Rashi says, that's a Machloikis Atanoim. Whether Lav Shebechlol is Chayiv. So the bottom Rashi says, Masni lo behedye b'de Rav Chizda, the Chayiv, the Chiyiv Rav Chizda mishum tzliyesh, v'la mishum bisho, or the previous Rashi, that you get Malkus mishum tzliyesh, lav del sochi kim tzliyesh, ika, v'lo lav de bisho, v'sa v'lo kim a Lav Shebechlol, that the Lav, otoch menu kim tzliyesh, is a lav, but it's called a lav shebechlolus. So that's going to be a machlokes, whether you're loika or not. Whether lav shebechlolus, loika malov or ain't loika malov. What's the shayla? Is it considered dumid the lav dechasim or not? What does it mean, lav shebechlolus? What does it mean, lav shebechlolus? So in there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Samach Gimel, I think, where the Gemara says, the pasuk in Chumash that says, lo sochlo al adam, has different levels of interpretation. So one pshat is lo sochlo al adam. The Ramban HaChumash says that pasuk pshat pshuto shamirch lo sochlo al adam means that the goyim of the Avodah Zarah used to believe nichush. So they used to, when they would shecht an animal to eat it, they would have a puddle of dam in the middle and people would sit around it and they would somehow eat the meat or the chicken, whatever, with the puddle of dam in the middle with some incantations, maybe sometimes the shame of it is Zara, not the shame of it is Zara, whatever. So that's a lot. Not to do that act of nichush, lo soch lo al adam. The Ramban HaChumash thinks that that's pshuto shel mikra. What else is included in the pasuk lo soch lo al adam? So the Gemara says you're not allowed to eat dam of, you're not allowed to eat the bisar karbonis, calls man the dam is still in the mizrak, in the klisharis, and you didn't do the zrika on the mizbech. You can't begin to eat the karbonis. The chatos and the yoshem is eaten by the zichar kohen and the azora. And the shlamim and the kodesh mekalim is eaten by anybody who's tohar in Yerushalayim, but you can't begin to eat the karbonis till after they do the zrika sadam. You need the dalar avodah sadam. You need shchita kabbalah halacha and zrika. So the soch lal adam, you're not allowed to eat the psar hakarbonis. Calls man that the dam is still in the mizrak if you didn't finish all the dalar avodah sadam. What else is included? The soch lal adam. So the Gemara says, Bezdin, a Sanhedrin of 23, who administered Oynish Misa to somebody, so they're not allowed to eat till the end of the day. Not allowed to eat the end of the day. What else is included? Ben Sora Mora. You're not allowed to eat Achila HaMaviya Lede Dam. The Ben Sora Mora steals money from his father, a wonton holds from his parents, steals money from the parents. And then he buys meat and he buys Italian wine, Yain HaItalki. And he eats the meat or he drinks the wine with a group of gangsters, a group of hoodlums who are up to no good things. They're always in trouble with the police. So if he's going to eat with the Chabura Shekula Sreken, a whole bunch of gangsters who are just looking for the troublemakers. So that's Achila HaMevila Deidam. He's eating the bus of the Yayin in such a way that it may lead him to lose his life. Because if the parents bring him to Bezna, they say, B'nenizeh sarer mareh neneshem ebekaleinu, then they're going to give him the death penalty. So that's called asoch lo al adam. You shouldn't eat in such a way that it may lead you to lose your life. Achila shniyah. The achila b'shayna de mitzamar gets malchus. Achila shniyah, the second time he eats it, so he gets misa. So that's what the Gemara says. The lav is lasoch lo al adam. Achila hamavir le'dei dam. What else is included? The Gemara says, one who eats before he daven shachris. He's not allowed to eat. Kodim she'tispavolu al dimchem. So that the Meiri raises the issue. The Gemara says that tefillah is only the Rabbanan. So if you hold like the Meiri writes in Bav Metzia, the end of Bav Metzia, if you hold like the Rambam, that tefillah once a day, every day, here it says to look in Bav Metzia, kuf tezvav. On the margin, on the side, on the last line, on the daf amarava, achol adam, achol ano, loike, says in Bav Metzia, kuf. So the Meiri there talks about this klal of lav shebechlal v'sein loikim olav. So he says, if you hold like the Rambam, that there's a biblical requirement one to daven once a day, every day, maybe it's takadin derais, l'soch lo l'adam, you're not allowed to eat before you daven shachris. Wow, that's a chiddush. But if you hold that tefillah b'chol yom is only the Rabbanan, only tefillah b'yeis tzora, that's what the Ramban holds, only if there's tzora satzibur, there's a world pandemic, the whole world is suffering, or there's a flood, and the whole community is suffering, or there's a war, there's a tzora satzibur, so then tefillah b'yeis tzora, if it's tzora satzibur, that's a real din deraisa. So the Meiri says, if you're like the Rambam, that tefillah b'chol yom is deraisa, maybe that's the pshat, you're not allowed to eat before you daven shachris. But if your tefillah is not deraisa, tefillah b'chol yom is not deraisa, how can you say you're not allowed to eat before you daven? So he says, unless you say that it's a din deraisa, you're not allowed to eat before you say kriyashma, because kriyashma every day is deraisa. But then it's problematic, that's the Meiri. Problematic, it doesn't fit in with the word Aladam. Aladam Kodesh, Tismalo Aladimchem, before you daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should keep you alive. That you can say a little bit. Also, Bekoshi, how does it really fit in? It sounds like an Asmachta. That's the issue that the Meiri raises. Is that one really deraisa? So the Gemara says all these prohibitions, you don't get Malkus on any of them because everything is a Lapsha Bechlolas. So that's what we once discussed. What does it mean, Lapsha Bechlolas? So we had the Rav Lezer Mimitz was quoted in the Tosis on Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. I think it was the top Tosis. He says the Lapsha Bechlolas, and Loikim Olav means you only get Malkus on the Pshuto Shon Mikra. The second Tosis from the top. Hikshu Rav Lezer Mimitz. Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. Ho ein Loikim Olav Lapsha Bechlolas. So Rav Lezer Mimitz says Lapsha Bechlolas means the additional level of interpretation given by the Torah Shebaal Peh over and above the Pshuto Shel Mikra. The Pshuto Shel Mikra, you're loika on it. But the additional, so what's the Pshuto Shel Mikra in this pasuk? So the Ramban HaChumash thinks the Pshuto Shel Mikra is when the people sit around and they sit and they eat the meat, they broil the meat and they eat it with a puddle of blood in the middle because of some superstitious belief that they have. This is a superstitious practice that people had. Either superstitious or the Shema Avodah Zarah. Because the blood keeps the animal alive. So somehow in life they know that there's no spontaneous generation. So life must be given from the God. God in heaven gives it. So they believed in more than one God. So they felt somehow that God is present somehow in the blood. So maybe they're eating l'soch l'avadam. Maybe they had the puddle of dam in the middle. Maybe it was some religious activity because they felt that the life doesn't come yesh me'ayin. It must be that there's some elikus over here, whatever. So the Ramban HaChumashim saw that that's the pshuto shel mikra. Absolutely, thought from the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos and Shoresh Tes that the pshuto shel mikra goes really on the mensorah mer. That's the surprising. That's the pshuto shel mikra. And the Rambam says that the achila rishayna, the Gemara has this difference. Achila rishayna in Perek Metzora Mar in Sanhedrin. Achila rishayna, the Metzora Mar gets Malkus. And achila shniya, he gets Misa. So the achila rishayna, the Rambam seems to hold in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Shoresh Tes, that's the pshuto shel mikra. And in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, and he quotes all the dinim of Ben Sora Mora, so he says he gets Malkus like one who violates a regular lav, like eating chaza, like eating basa b'cholov, like lasach m'shabedisha. That's the original example that the Chumash has, dumi d'lav d'chasima. That's a regular lav. And all the other isurim, sadad and shargos hanefesh, not allowed to eat the rest of the day, not allowed to eat the korban before you do the zrikas adam, and so on. All that, that's lav shebechalalos, that too is included based on the Torah shebal peh. That's what Rav Lezer Mitz holds like that. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos also seems to hold like Rav Lezer Mitz. That lav shebechalalos and lekamala means you only get malchus on whatever is pshutu shel mikra, whatever is drushes Torah shebal peh, you don't get malchus. Because losachs m'shabedishai is a pshutu shel mikra dikalav. You only get malchus if it's a Torah shebechsav. If it's an additional level of interpretation given by the Torah shebal peh, and that you don't get malchus. And other Rishonim seem to hold otherwise, not the drushes of the Torah shebal peh, because the Rishonim are bothered with a kasha. Lav shebechlolus and loikim olav is only a din in malchus. There's no such din in misa. Misa, the Torah tells you when you chayv misa. There's no din, let's say, alab she'ein ba maise. Ein loikim olav. There's no din alab she'ein ba maise. You're not chayv misa. And begadef es Hashem is chayv misa. Everybody agrees. Megadef is called alab she'ein ba maise. Because let's say, he'll be megadef es Hashem b'shegig. Will he bring a chatos or not? So that's a discussion in the Tanoim, because you only bring a chatos if he did an aver, she'esh ba maise. Megadef, he does the aver b'dibur. So usually we assume that dibur is a lab she'ein ba maisa. So that's a machlokes hatanaim and the opening mishnah maseches krisis. One is megadef es Hashem hu megadef nichrusa. So it says one is megadef is chayiv kares, because for chayiv kares you don't need there is no din, you need a lab she'ein ba maisa. But to be chayiv malchus you need a lab she'ein ba maisa. To be chayiv chatas you need a lab she'ein ba maisa. So that's a discussion in the Tanoim, whether Megadif is Hashem B'Shegeg, whether he's Chayiv Chatas or not. I think B'Paskin is not Chayiv Chatas, because it's a Lab She'im B'Maisa. But for Misa, there is no such Klal, Lab She'im B'Maisa. There's no Misa. The Torah tells you, by Malchus, there are Klalim. Dumi the Lab D'Chasima. Has to be a Lab She'ish B'Maisa, Lab She'bechlolis is not Dumi the Lab D'Chasima. But for Misa, whatever it says, there's Misa, so there's Misa. So there's no cloud that a lav shebechlolus is no Misa. So that there are lametes of his malochas on Shabbos and you get Misa, there's no problem. But one who does one of the malochas on Yontif, so usually it's mutter. If it's the tzorach ha'chol nefesh or the tzorach ha'yam k'tzas, then it's mutter. What if he does a malocha on Yontif, not the tzorach ha'chol nefesh, not the tzorach ha'yam k'tzas at all, then the Mishnah, then the Gemara says, Brises, the Gemara says, you do get malchus. So the Rishonim ask a question, how come you get Malchus on Yontif, but it's a lav shebechlolus? The lav, not to do Malach on Yontif, contains 39 prohibitions, 39 Isurim. So Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel gives an answer that, what are you going to divide the lametes? Malach is going to say, some of them are pshutu shel mikra, and some of them are drushes of the Torah shel Alpeh. They're all equal. You can't single out one malach is more pshuto shal mikra than the other. Everything is pshuto shal mikra, so you get malchus on everything. That's Tosfos Lishitos, and they're going with Rav Lezer Mitz, like the Rambam, that lav shebechlolus and lekamala means those prohibitions that are not lefi pshuto shal mikra. But v'lametes avos malachos are all on the same level. You can't say some of them are pshuto shal mikra, and some of them are only added rushes of the Torah shel Alpeh. They're all on the same level. But if you all like the other Rishonim learn lav shebechlolus and lekem olav, you don't get malchus on anything. Not done on the pshuto shel mikra, you do get malchus on the drushes of the Torah shel Alpeh. You don't get malchus on anything. Not because pshuto shel mikra versus drushes of the Torah shel Alpeh. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Shoresh Tes poses Tosfos Kasha. One who does Malach HaYantav says Beferish that he gets Malchus if it's not the Tzorach HaChol Nefesh, not the Tzorach HaYom Ktzas. So Tosfos asked the Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, asked the Kasha, why you like let it be a Lav Shemecholot? So they gave their answer that you can't split the role Pshutu Shem Mikri. You can't say some are only Droshim, some are Torah Shem HaPeh. All Alamitas Malach is on the same level. Rabban gives a different answer. Because the Ramban holds lav shebechlolus and lekma, it's not dumi the lav dechasim. You don't get malchus on anything, even if everything is pshuto shel mikra. Ramban answers that it's all shem echad. it's not 39 different shame, not 39 different prohibitions. It's one isa not to do malacha, but there are 39 forms of malacha. So since it's all shame echad of malacha, so that's not called a lab shebichlalos. That's not considered a lab shebichlalos. So that's the question. According to the Ramban, that's called, if you have the 39 malachas on Yontif are all shame echad, so how come on Shabbos, if you violate all 39 behelam echad? The Gemara interprets in the Mishnah Masech Shabbos that you chayv 39 chatois, but if it's all shame echad, you should be chayv one chatos. So Rabbi Nachum Zembe has a sefer. His father-in-law supported him the first couple of years of his marriage. His father-in-law had a hardware store. And then when the father-in-law passed away, so he had to take over the hardware store, so he wasn't able to learn as much as before. So he put out a little sefer in memory of Lezecha Nishmas, the father-in-law, who was supporting him for a few years, called Toitzoas Chaim. It's all about Hoitzoa. I think the father-in-law's name was Chaim. So Toitzoas Chaim, all just on, it's fantastic, Bikiyas, unbelievable. With lumdus and everything, he is unbelievable. Menachem Zemel was a goyin agoyinim. All agdolim, the Polish agoyinim respected him because he was a charif and a fantastic baki, and the Litvish respected him because he knew how to say svaras like a prime. He was unbelievable. He was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto. He was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto. So part of one of the essays, short essays in the Sefer Toitzoas Chaim. So one of the essays is about this, the din of chiluk malachas l'shabbos. If a person violates all the 39 malachas on Shabbos behelam echad, so he's chayv 39 chatois, that's how the Gemara interprets the Mishnah in Shabbos. Ovis malachas abayim chaser achas, why does the Mishnah give you the number to teach you that if he did all 39 behelam echad, he's chayv 39 chatois? So he quotes a mefurish and machlokes harishanim. Why is that so? So some rishanim say because rea koitz and rechayresh is like being boalishes ish, and like eating chaylev, and like eating dam. The three unreal shemus machlokin, the different shemus iser. That's not like the Ramban. The Ramban says that it's all shem echad, it's all shem malocha. So some rishonim say beferish it's not. The reason why there's chiluk malochas l'shabbos, that's what we paskin. Havaral. The machlekes hatanan, whether havar lalav yotzes, why this pasuk in Vayakal single out lo sabar esh b'chol mashvasechem? So one tana says havar lalav yotzes to tell you that there's no kares and there's no misa, and we don't accept that. We hold that havar is lachalak yotzes. That pasuk havar tells you that there's chiluk malachas. If you do all the 39 malachas b'alamecha, you chayv 39 chatos. So here for the rishonim say because it's like chelav adam. You violated Shemus Mechlokim, the 39 different prohibitions. And here for the Rishonim say, no, it's like Tamchuyin Mechalkin. There's a Mishnah increases that if a person eats Hegdish B'Shoigeg, so he's Oivar HaMe'ilah. So you have to bring Asham Me'ilas. What if he ate two Kizesim of Bisar Hegdish? Let's say Korban Oilo. Korban Oilo is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbech. He didn't know that it's a Korban Oilo. He thought it's a Shlamim or something. He thought it's a Chatos. And it's a mitzvah for the Kohen to eat it. And after he eats it, he finds out that he ate an Oilo. So he violated Me'ila Behegdish. So if one of them was cooked and one was broiled, so then his Chayv too, that's called Tamchuyim. Tamchuy is the pot in which the food was cooked. So if the two Kizesim of Kochim that he ate, two Kizesim of Oilo, of Kochim Kochim, there's no meal on kachim kam. There's only meal on kachim kachim. If the two kizesim were cooked differently, one was broiled and one was cooked with a mashke, then it's chayv to asham meilus tamchuyim echalkin. So some rishonim say that the lametes havas malochas are really shem echad, but it's tamchuyim echalkin. Tamchuyim echalkin. Since the 39 forms of malocha, so the each malocha, the 39 malochas that he did. He violated the same Aver, Behelam Echad, 39 times, but each one had a different Tzuras HaMaisa, because each one of the Avos Melochas is a different activity. So that's enough to be Mechalek. So that's a big Mechalekus of Rishonim. Why is it Mechalek? So according to the Ramban, that on Yontif you like it because it's all Shem Echad. So with Shem Echad, how do you understand why on Shabbos is the Chiluk Malachas Vayechayv 39. He repeated the same Avera 39 times. So you have to say not because of Shemus Mechlokin, it's really Shem Echad, it's because it's compared to Tamchuyim Mechalkin. Each Malacha has its own form of a Maisa that's Aser, so it's similar to Tamchuyim Mechalkin. There used to be Rav Soloveitchik's opening Shia when he gave his Shia on Shabbos. He would talk about, we would start Dafayin Gimel, Ovis Malachas Abayim Chaser Achas, and discuss why Yechayv 39 Chatos. So he would start with that essay by Rav Menachem Zembo, the Machloikis, whether it's Mechalkin because Shemus Mechalkin. I remember one year he gave a shir to the smicha students. He was learning Masechah Shabbos. To the undergraduates, he used to give two different shirim. So to the undergraduate, he was learning Bava Kama. So he gave the same shir for Bava Kama. Because in the first daf in Bava Kama, Tosfos has the two opinions. If a person does a malocha on Shabbos and he gets the punishment of Misa, does a malocha on Yom Tov, he gets the punishment of Malkus, do you have to give a hasra to say, don't do kotzer? Or you just give Asra, don't do malocha. You're doing a malocha. So he said, that's the machlokes and tesis, whether the 39 is a shem echad, like the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah, shem echad. They just say, you're not allowed to do a malocha. This is a malocha. Or no, it's not shem echad. They really shem is machloken. You have to say, you're not allowed to do ktsira. You're not allowed to do bishul. You're not allowed to do haitzoa. You have to say what the malocha is. You have to be masra, the told the b'shem ha'av. You can't just be masra, don't do malach. So that's going to be a big discussion here on the next line in the Gemara with the Gemara in Bava Metzia also. What does it mean? Lapsha b'chlodas ain't like a malach. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll continue. Okay, some of us are going to a wedding now. The three different weddings today. Mazel tov to everybody involved. Okay, I'm on my way to the wedding. See you later.